If you're walking around downtown Sitka, you can't miss the Pioneer Home. It sits on a hill, crowned in crocuses and rose hips. And gazing out towards Sitka Sound, with a walking stick in one hand and a pickaxe in the other, is an enormous sculpture of a gold prospector. Around town, he's known as the Pioneer.
Almost all of the men who have come to the Alaska Pioneer's Home are of the highest type of American trailblazer.
Those are the words of Arthur G. Shoup, the first superintendent of the Sitka Pioneer Home, read by Philip Welsh, the current administrator. The home was built to care for Alaska's early homesteaders, miners, bush pilots, fishermen, and now there are six homes spread throughout the state, and they care for Alaska's elderly, those over 65 who have gotten off the wait list and earned a coveted spot. As Welsh makes the rounds, he stops here and there to fix someone's collar.
If you end up with somebody and you see them with their shirt undone because they can't see, button up their shirt. Allow them to be as independent as possible for as long as possible. That will help maintain their dignity.
While few in the state would contest the importance of the Pioneer Homes, lawmakers are beginning to wonder whether it's still possible for the state to keep funding operations. For the next fiscal year, both the governor and the legislature want to cut at least $1 million in state support for the Pioneer Homes, which is now at $37 million, and to explore privatizing some or all of the homes' services. The Walker administration is on board. Here's Budget Director Pat Pitney.
We have to reduce. Can somebody do the same service at the same quality for less money? You know, most other places don't have the state running the care homes.
Only Wyoming and Arizona have anything similar to Alaska's Pioneer Homes. The state issued a request for letters of interest for private operators in mid-January, and four companies responded. Here's Jessica Boggard, administrative operations manager with the homes.
For the request for letters of interest, the responses were really a no-cost way of testing the waters in terms of privatization.
Among the responders was Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, which offered to buy the whole system. Marathon Development Incorporated from Washington and Retirement Housing Foundation in California were interested in managing operations. And Juneau-based Nana Management Services, which already provides food for all the homes, offered to tack on housekeeping and maintenance if a partner came along to manage the direct care. The Department of Health and Social Services is now conducting a feasibility study to explore the idea. And on the revenue side, a legislative subcommittee recently proposed charging seniors $100 a year to keep their spot on the wait lists. 5,325 Alaskans are waiting to join the Pioneer Homes. This worries Boggard.
We serve kind of a low-income, high-risk population, and so $100 a year to maintain a waiting list status, yeah.
These are people who don't really have money. We're just depleting what's left of their savings.
That's Anchorage Representative Les Guerra, who says that turning over the keys to a private operator would cripple the quality of care.
Privatization in the long run always costs more because you have to pay for profit. And then when you're paying for profit, then the profit motive leads to lower levels of services to increase the profit. That's what's happened with private prisons. They were a failure.
Residents are already feeling the growing cost of the Pioneer Homes in their own pocketbooks. Rates jumped last year by 8.5% to keep up with a federal formula. So a private paying resident with Alzheimer's now shells out over $80,000 a year. This is a far cry, though, from private nursing homes in Alaska, where the median cost is $270,000 a year. Back at the Sitka Pioneer Home, Welsh says his residents are well aware of the privatization conversation brewing at the Capitol.
Residents, they're going nuts. They're so angry.
So for now, Welsh says he and his staff focus on the work.
I've gone into rooms, you know, many, many times and seen a CNA sitting there with someone who's on their last day singing them a song or reading them a book or holding their hand, just not leaving them alone. Our mission statement is that we provide elder Alaskans a home and community, celebrating life through its final breath.
And that means ensuring all residents, no matter their status or the fate of the homes entirely, will receive care until the very end. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.